like this, but come to our attention that, you know, you talk shit, you know?
No,
and
I know.
Just for the record, you can go back to sleep, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure you're, you know, stuck in Daryl from Snap Cake and Cock. But when you think you're playing Cleveland, you're going to get very, very badly beaten up, so it's my, you know, I wouldn't play here if I was you. And I try to be nice to you and you talk shit about us.
Dude, I do not talk shit about you.
They were this and that.
Yeah,
I
don't.
You listen to a real hardcore record, you listen to fucking Crime Rate Tonight. That's what hardcore's about.
Dude.
Beating the fuck out of people and hardcore music, fast parts of dance, but no Pantera shit, no fucking Weezer shit, Snapcase fucking bullshit. You want to talk your shit, you're going to
fucking back
up. I
don't, dude. So
when you play fucking Cleveland,
I don't care
to fucking get your fucking head beat in, okay? You understand? You little fucking faggots want to talk shit about us. Cleveland people take care of business, okay? You ask anyone to fucking cross this fucking great nation about fucking One Life Crew.
What am I talking about?
They take care of shit. You don't think we heard each other? I'm going to kick them off the list.
I didn't say that.
Okay? That's the fucking bottom line. I ain't going to fucking sit here and fucking kiss your ass when I talk to you. You're a fucking cool guy. And you fucking talk shit.
No, dude,
well,
it's not true.
You look at
dude, you talked to me
like
for an hour and I was cool to you.
Hey, you listen to these fucking bands. You listen to fucking One Life Crew. That's what hardcore is and that's what it always will be. Old school people playing old school music because you fucking new fucking liberal fucking cocksucker faggots fucking put us down and talk shit about us. We're going to take care of business, you know what I'm saying?
Dude,
any
you're not telling the
never
truth.
Never be a hardcore
you know?
Show in Cleveland.
You can like ramble around like this, but you're not
kid.
Talking the truth. You
well,
can
fucking truth. We don't
huh?
fuck this, and we fucking, yeah, we are fucking racist, and who gives a fuck? We don't like a lot of fucking people. We don't like little fucking backpack girls that kiss girls at shows, guys that fuck cock, all fucking singers in Snapcase, gay fucking faggots. We play hardcore. We like fucking violence, dancing in the pit. We don't like people that bop up and down like fucking Daryl does in fucking lap. We don't fucking do that shit.
All right. Just listen to one thing, though. All right? Because if you're going to call me and say all this stuff, just listen to one thing, all right? You called me, I was cool to you, was I not?
Yeah, you were cool.
All right.
Talk shit.
And when have I talked shit? Who have I talked shit to?
You don't think that fucking people are...
Tell me one person I talked shit to.
I ain't saying nothing.
I'm a man of my word.
But your little faggot friend Tony Victory...
Listen. No, because it's like, you're not
balls.
Making sense here, dude. Because I was cool to you, and now, for like, absolutely no reason...
You
are like
you
coming back at me for no reason.
The Cleveland fucking OLC is taking care of fucking a lot of shit. And there's never going to be a show in Cleveland from fucking any Victory band and any band that talks shit about us. Guilt will never... Oh, they are fucking going to be bound.
All right, you. But listen here. If you guys don't like us for some bizarre reason now, it's like, give me the one instance where I've ever talked shit about you. I never said, kick One Life Crew off of Victory. I talked to you for fucking 2 hours on the phone, dude.
We don't give a fuck. That was a stepping stone. We tried to ruin Victory. Do you understand that? We fucking tried to ruin Victory. And fucking so many people still don't like Victory because of us. He put out a racist band. You know how fucking big that we got fucking from a month being on this fucking dumb label?
You are a racist band.
We're a fucking racist band. Are you fucking kidding me?
You hate black people.
I hate them. I hate blacks and gays. Are you fucking kidding me? We are the most racist fucking band. You know what we caused? We caused the biggest fucking turmoil in fucking history in hardcore. We are fucking... We got so big over a fucking month of fucking for those little fucking faggot backpack where listen to our fucking they bought fucking screwdrivers fucking record basically. You know what I'm saying, Carl? That's how it is. That's how hardcore is. Listen to Agnostic Front, okay? People buy our fucking record, buy our little shirts. I don't like them all, but they bought my little record. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I go to barbecues. You know what I'm saying? I like black people. You know what I'm saying? Everyone should own a couple. You know what I'm saying? That's how it is.
Dude,
that's how hardcore is.